Speaking of enlightening conversations, we are joined now in the studio by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library for another round of Talking Books. And this time she brought fans. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Yes.
And this is like the greatest entry ever. I mean, I've rolled into the studio early, late. I've, you know.
Sometimes on time.
Occasionally on time.
Often
WCHL staff are sitting there, hey, what's up? How you doing?
That's a good Victor impression, by the way.
So, no, they're all lovely. But today, I come in, and there is this lovely crowd. They're waving to me now. This really is.
Yeah, they are waving to
like
you,
the
by the way.
Yes.
They could care less about me.
This is like the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
They're standing there, these four people. Mama and Daddy and Aunt and Uncle.
These are my parents and my aunt and uncle from Lansing, Michigan, who have come down to visit me for the weekend.
Yeah, and they're
but
fans.
But they're real excited about meeting you because they tune in from Michigan to listen to Talking Books every day.
And they're holding up these posters that say, "We drove all the way from Michigan just to see Talking Books with Susan Brown."
Yeah.
And to see Aaron.
Yes, yeah. Like a little asterisk on the bottom. Yeah, they've got their priorities straight.
The
it makes sense.
One, the other one, and these are going in my office.
Yeah.
The other one is the WCHL, the bucket list. Number one, watch the Aaron Keck Show.
Yes, check.
Number two, watch Talking Books and meet Susan Brown.
Right.
Check.
And by the way, watching it is great. Like, we've got this window. Y'all listening out there can come by and check us out.
Make faces at us.
Yeah. I mean, I won't distract Susan. She's facing away from the window. I've got to look at this.
And I'll just keep on talking. It won't stop me.
Yeah.
And then number three, surprise Aaron.
Which they did. I did not know my aunt and uncle were coming. So
that's awesome. Well done.
Oh. Yeah.
This is the best. I love them all.
I know. They're very lovable people.
They're awesome. And I told
them. They provided good genes.
Come by the library.
Yes.
And they won't just get the like nickel tour. They're going to get the quarter, 50 cent. I might spend a whole dollar on the tour for these folks.
They will be able to check books out for free if they come to the library.
Right. But truly, that was amazing. I love them all. They are the very best. I've still got a long evening of meetings to go to.
Yeah.
And that was the highlight
right back
of
up,
my
right?
day. It really does. It was awesome.
This is a highlight over and above all the meetings that you have to go to tonight.
I mean,
you've
I love
all
the
night tonight.
I can't go to Nerd
you
Night.
You can't go to Nerd
gotta
Night.
I got to go to the town council meeting, and then I have another meeting before that.
Oh, God, that's right, yeah.
I mean, they're all great. Meetings are wonderful.
Oh, they are wonderful.
If I could just walk
Full
into
of wonder, they
every
are.
Meeting mm-hmm. and have people holding up signs like this,
hint.
I could power
nudge,
through
nudge.
Them.
We know that some of the library staff listen to this. Daniel, is that his name?
Yes,
yeah, Daniel,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, make a sign. It can say anything. Like, say whatever you
meeting
want.
Meeting here,
it literally
9 o'clock.
Doesn't, yeah,
just
exactly.
Hold it up and make it think
with
it's
like
for
a big
me.
Arrow pointing
yes.
down. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. So afterwards, I have to get a picture with them. I took their picture.
Yes.
But we need to do a selfie.
Okay.
Group selfie thingy, mabobber.
That's good. This has nothing to do with you all if you're listening out there. Like, this is
yeah,
all.
Yeah, sorry.
This
we're
is
having
all just
a moment.
What's going on right here? We're just having a staff meeting right now.
That's right.
All right. So tell me about Nerd Night. It's tonight at 7.
Nerds of Chapel Hill,
yes.
Carborough. Community area.
That is so redundant.
What? I know. Right?
Nerds of Chapel Hill. This is Chapel Hill Carborough residents. All y'all, listen.
Yes. Yeah. So, Nerd Night. We talked about it once before. This mm-hmm. is only the second Nerd Night Chapel Hill. So, you have time. You can come tonight and say, I was there at the beginning.
Yes.
So, Nerd Night happens all over the world. It's at almost 100 cities now. And Nerd Night, the premise of it is... it's learning, but not in the classroom. It's mm-hmm. learning in a bar.
In a bar, right.
So they always happen in bars, and they generally have two or three people speaking on very nerdy topics, but they're limited to 20 minutes. So they're mm-hmm. usually fun and kind of funny and super nerdy. So there's a group of us, the library, some UNC folks, the Moorhead, the fabulous Meg from downtown Chapel Hill.
She is.
We got together, and we are launching Nerd Night here. So the deal is it's always going to be on the
second Friday second. Art Walk is coming up this Friday, so second Wednesday is
second Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But for at least now, for starting out, we're going to change venues each time. So last time it was at the Baxter, which was a very nerdy place to launch it. Mm-hmm. Tonight it is at Imbibe on Henderson Street. And so tonight, the first two have been kind of themed. Mm-hmm. Tonight's very spooky. It's our Halloween-themed nerd night. So we have two speakers rather than three.
Okay.
So the first speaker is Jennifer Buchholz, and she is a researcher, I believe, in the UNC Department of Psychology, and her research is all about fear of spiders, arachnophobia.
How do you get into... I went to grad school. I wrote a dissertation on a real narrow topic. And if you asked me how I got into that topic, I would not be able to trace that back. But it's just a fascinating question. Cosmopolitanism and early American political thought.
Of course
it
was.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm more scared of that than I am of spiders, I think.
Yeah. They're good people. They're good people.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she got into it. I bet she'll tell us tonight, Aaron.
Yeah.
So she's talking about why people are so scared of spiders.
Okay.
And sort of her research into that. And then the other speaker, it's Whit McMillan.
That's a good name.
I know, right?
He should write Southern Gothic fiction.
He should.
Yeah, right.
Instead,
I mean, everyone should, but that's a good,
he doesn't do that. Here's
yeah.
what he does. Whit works at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center.
Okay.
And he's a longtime science educator. But his hobby is he makes, homemade haunted house stuff. So he takes, a blender and turns it into a fog machine.
Nice.
Or...
Does
molded
he
cheese and makes it look like scary molded
that
cheese.
For haunted houses? Or?
I think he does it for his own. Like it's a hobby, it's a tinkering thing, but it's turned into this thing where he's this expert on how you can make everyday things into terrifying, ghoulish Halloween decorations.
Meg McGurk was on recently. Was this last week we were talking about this and she referred to him as a haunter?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
the actual job title.
Right, yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, so he does this as a hobby. So he's going to talk about sort of how he got into this, and I think he's going to have some slides of some of his great creations. But we only have two speakers because afterwards, anybody that wants to, I understand he's going to have a little arts and crafts time.
Oh,
and
nice.
People can actually make something.
Nice.
So you're not just learning at a bar, you're actually... crafting at a bar.
Can they make creepy spiders and just bring it all together
Whoa.
In one? There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to take a moment. That was something. So that is tonight's Nerd Night. So it's super fun. Come for one of them. Come for all of them. We try and start right at 7. And then next month, I believe you're one of our nerds for next month, right?
I believe I am, yeah.
Yeah.
For
so
November.
Next month.
That's coming up quick.
I know. We do this monthly.
I'm an expert on.
You're an expert on, cosmopolitanism and...
Could talk about that.
Don't. Please.
I can make it fun. I promise, Susan Brown.
Actually, that's
I'll talk about something else.
Nerdy topic.
Yeah, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's great.
How to take any... I'll be the expert on how to take any boring topic and make it fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be the most meta postmodern
right.
talk, circles upon circles and turtles all the way down.
Turtles all the way down,
yeah.
Which is a new book by John Green.
There you go.
There's a new YA book. He's a superstar YA author.
Is John Green he's the Stephen King of YA authors in that he writes 6 books a year.
That's right.
He's real good.
He's fabulous.
Yeah.
So the thing about Nerd Night also is we're always looking for speakers. So if you out there, not you, Aaron, because we've already booked you,
right,
Aaron.
Right.
If you out there in listening land getting up in front of people and talking and you don't take yourself too seriously and you don't mind speaking at night, but in a bar in
That's
the evening.
That's a really narrow subset
maybe.
Of people because there are people who like to hear themselves talk, but... take themselves way too seriously,
right.
And those people are out.
So, and you have to be nerdy about something.
Yes.
And the best Nerd Night talks, as we say, are they serve up a slice of nerdy pie, not the whole pie. So they need to be kind of specific. So, right, not 19th century politics.
Right.
Cosmopolitanism in Western New England in 19th century politics or whatever it was.
Oh, Daniel Shays went everywhere.
Huh? Oh.
two people got that and are laughing right now.
You and Daniel Shay?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And both of them are saying, he's 18th century. What are you talking about, Aaron?
I don't know what's happening here.
It's just me and the two people. It's fine.
Right.
It's fine.
You're having a moment. Right. So these are meant to be 20-minute looks into deep, nerdy, esoteric research, but also fun and light and engaging.
Nice.
It's really, I'm just going to say it. It's edutainment.
Oh, man.
Infotainment?
And yet you should come.
I think it's edutainment.
Infotainment, yeah. Edutainment is better. Infotainment sounds like what they do on cable news shows.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
which
you
is
go.
Not good. Edutainment is much better. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
We should hold it in a cafetorium.
I'll be at a town council meeting, which is maybe infotainment, edutainment.
No.
Straight up local government.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, democracy at work.
Democracy at work, yeah.
And next week, or next month, it will be on November the 8th, mm-hmm. which is the second Wednesday of November, at Carolina Brewery in their new upstairs space.
Nice.
And so you are one of the
Which
nerds,
I have not
and
been.
We are working. I haven't either. We are working on confirming the other nerds.
Okay.
So Nerd Night tonight starts at 7. If you want to get a good seat and a beverage before the nerds start talking, get there just a hair before. It's at Imbibe, 7 o'clock tonight. Spiders,
Henderson Street,
and Homemade Haunting.
I like it. All right. So do you want to recommend books based on
Let's
spiders and homemade hauntings?
Yes.
All right. What you got?
Okay. So I was just thinking spooky books in general and homemade hauntings.
I was going with spiders and hauntings, so I went specific here.
You start with spiders then.
Okay, fine. Well, Charlotte's Web, to get that out of the way. Like,
that's not
first,
scary, though.
Right, but it's a,
but
spider,
it's a spider
book,
okay.
Right? I really wanted to recommend, I think it's book 3 of the Harry Potter series, where Aragog
comes in.
Just to tease you a little bit, but no, I won't mention
but
Harry
you
Potter.
Just did. Hang on. Wait a minute. What's happening here?
Needful Things by Stephen King, which is actually one of his more obscure books, I guess, but it's one of the first ones that I read. They made it into a movie, which is equally obscure, with what's his name? Max von Sydow.
I love him. Yeah.
As the devil, because his whole career was building up to that. He starts out playing chess with death, and then he becomes death at the end of his career. But it's all about this guy, Leland Gaughan, who moves into a small town in Maine. I know Stephen King. And he sets up a shop called Needful Things that magically provides everything, that has whatever you want, whatever your heart most desires, whatever you need the most, they have it available somehow. And it's great. It works for you, but it's like a deal with the devil kind of thing, and you give up your soul, and then it kind of the monkey's paw aspect of it, so it turns against you, and he just laughs maniacally while the whole town falls apart. There is a scene in it with I think it's a woman in this case who has already like gone in with this guy, and now she's caught in his web of death and whatever. And there's a scene, a really, really scary scene that I remember to this day involving a spider that she just discovers in her like bathtub that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it's like the size of the room and she has to fight it off. The only scene from Needful Things that I remember, but it's memorable.
But giant spiders are a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
they were in Lord of the Rings. Like, there's a giant spider in one of the Lord of the Rings movies,
that's right. Shelob,
and in
the book. Yeah.
And there's a giant spider in apparently Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter, yeah. They're called acromantulas.
Oh, of course they are. Oh, if only I had a spider that could get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't even know right now. Okay,
I'm done with spiders.
So I was not gonna talk about spiders,
yeah.
But I am now, because it gives me a chance to talk about one of my all-time, if not when I was a kid, my all-time favorite picture book when I was a kid was called Be Nice to Spiders.
Ooh.
And it's a great book to read. I doubt it's in print now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful kids' book, and it's all about the zoo and the zookeeper and the important role that spiders play. So if you're scared of spiders, read this book.
Because it tells you you should be nice to them.
And you won't be.
Yeah.
Or don't smash them. I don't know. They tell you about their important role. But I vividly, just like you recall that scene with the giant spider,
yeah.
I recall this book.
Yeah.
Okay, so
awesome.
Scary things.
Yep.
Spooky things. I literally just downloaded this book to my Kindle last night because I read about it and then I wanted to read it and then thought I could talk about this on the radio. So it is October, it's the time for reading scary books. And I love horror fiction, and I love books set in haunted houses and that whole theme. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard of this. I was scrolling through some horror book list. So I want to suggest, and I've probably read 50 pages and I'm into it, a book called, hang on, The House Next Door.
Okay.
And it's not by Stephen King or Bentley Little or any of these horror authors. It's by, of all people, Ann River Siddons. Now, Ann River Siddons is a Southern author. She was known for, I think she's still living, yeah. She's known for these long kind of sagas. So she wrote Outer Banks and Colony and Hill Towns, and they're often set in South Carolina or Georgia, and they're these sort of sweeping Southern tales. But she also wrote this one horror book.
Nice.
And hang on just a second. I just saw it on here. Well, first of all, things that I didn't know. And so it is set in the South, and it's about, I believe it's going to shape up to be sort of the house next door is this evil presence that draws folks in, but I just started it. Here's two things I didn't know when I downloaded it to my Kindle last night. One, it was made into a made-for-TV movie in 2006 for Lifetime with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Gosselaar?
The guy from Saved by the Bell.
Zach Morris.
Zach Morris.
Yeah.
And Laura Flynn Boyle from Twin Peaks. So I kind of want to find that and see it. But also, so truly, people know her for like these, not gentle, but these kind of Southern sagas that aren't horror at all. Stephen King, when he reviewed the book, he listed it as one of the finest horror novels of the 20th century.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
So I had never heard of this book until last night, and that is my recommendation for a spooky book.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Do you have more?
I've got more. Yeah, we've got time.
I've got one more.
Okay, cool. So moving from spiders to hauntings, literally the first one that I thought of was The Yellow Wallpaper. Does that count as
sure.
a haunting?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
In her mind.
It's not a ghost haunting,
right?
But it's a haunting. Okay, so Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. That made me think of The Telltale Heart, which is, I think, probably the better Poe haunting story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those two. Beloved by Toni Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
Great haunting story. But I want to end for young adult readers, Something Upstairs by Avi, which is, Avi was one of my favorite authors growing up, and that's a really good ghost story that he wrote, so check that one out. But the one that I really want to recommend, getting all the way back to Stephen King, this is not him, but it's his son, Joe Hill, who wrote a graphic novel called Lock and Key. Do you know Lock and Key?
I do not. I've read Joe Hill, but I've not read that.
This is really, really, really good. It's a completed graphic novel series now. There's like 6 or 7 volumes of it, I think. It reads real fast. It's about this, it's set in Provincetown, Massachusetts. I think it's on Cape Cod. And it's this like spooky house that this family inherits, or it's the family house, and then they move back. And there's like a whole bunch of mysterious keys that unlock your mind and you can do things with them. But then it turns out that there's like a demonic presence that died many years ago. And there's a whole like demonic presence that is trying to take over everything and use the family to take over the world. It's a fascinating story.
Lock and Key.
Lock with an E. L-O-C-K-E.
Okay.
Lock and Key.
So Joe Hill's great. And Stephen King has a new book out with his other son,
mm-hmm.
Owen Hill. And I think the reviews are sort of lukewarm. But Joe Hill is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Horns and...
Oh, yeah. You wrote that. That's...
The Heart-Shaped Box.
Yes.
And then I loved his last book, which was called The Fireman.
I didn't read Horns, but I saw the movie with Daniel Radcliffe.
See, I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe was in some other movie,
He was in
too.
Some other movie, yeah.
The
Woman in White. That's the one you're thinking.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one that I want to recommend is an author rather than a particular book.
Okay.
So we often talk about Stephen King, and this is the time to talk about Stephen King. But if you like Stephen King and you've read all of him 14,000 times like I have and you want someone else, I would recommend an author named Bentley Little.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of an underread horror author, I think. What I love about him, his books tend to be long. I think a great way to get started is in his short story collection, which I'm trying to remember the name of. was it just called The Collection? No. Maybe it is,
that's
yeah.
That's a great name
it
for
is.
A collection of
the
horror
collection.
Stories.
That's
the Collection,
that's right. Gosh. That is it. It's really, really good short story. So that's a great way to sort of dabble in his stuff. And if you like it, he's got like 24 books. What I love about him is he often takes elements of sort of modern life and makes them terrifying. So in one of them, it's set like the haunted place is like a big box store, like Walmart, Target kind of a place. And then there's another one that's set like at a resort where people get like one of these timeshare scam phone calls and they actually go to it. And then of course the whole thing ends up being terrifying. Yeah.
So it's like the opposite of Daniel Wallace then.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So if you like Stephen King and you are looking for somebody new and different, and he's been writing for a long time, I just feel like he's not as well known. Bentley Little, especially his collection of short stories called The Collection. Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Cool.
So we're ending our show.
There you go.
And I'm going to end the show with how we started it, by waving to my fan club out there.
Hey.
They're just amazing and awesome. And I told them to come by and see me at the library.
That's good.
And that was great.
Yeah,
Your mom is the best. She's not scary at all.
No.
They are not spooky.
No, absolutely
They're
not.
They're warm and lovely and welcoming. But if you want something spooky, in just 2 hours, go downtown to Imbibe for Nerd Night, and you'll hear about spooky things from nerdy, spooky people.
And that's on Henderson Street. Check that out. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.